May says the bulk of his work used to be grow ops, hoarders, and abandoned homes, but that's changed.
It's been a lion's share of our business unit now for about the last year.
While safety has always been important, working to clean fentanyl drug houses has meant they've had to take extra precautions.
Everybody is suited up, gloved up, we're booted up, suited up. Everybody's taped up at all the ankles and wrists and seams. And full face mask.
Thankfully, May says none of his workers have fallen ill because of the substance. After the homes are clean, they're inspected by Alberta Health Services, who decide whether they're fit to re-enter the market. I'm Tahira Faruzin.